Welcome to the Craig Mahoney Podcast, boys and girls. My name is Craig Mahoney. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Welcome to the Craig Mahoney Podcast. It's very special. Well, they're all special, aren't they? This one is the most important podcast I've done so far. You know why? Because it's today's podcast. That's why. Joining me on today's podcast, a very old and dear friend of mine, here to pimp out his latest project, KJ from the band Honey Thick. How you doing, sir?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Sore throat today, but that's okay. We will.
You'll power. You're a trooper. You're a gamer.
I am.
You are. You are like you know. You give 100% on the field. you're like diving on the court, going for loose balls. You're actually the first guest I've had so far on the podcast that I've actually known that I actually had known in person that I didn't meet online.
God, we actually 15 years at least.
I think it was. I was 18.
Oh goodness!
Doing that old radio show.
Yes.
In Hazlitt. So I was 18. So that's 14 years ago.
All right, 14.
14 years ago. Forget about Twitter. There wasn't even like people were on CompuServe. I hadn't even. I don't think I'd even sent an email.
We found you on AM radio by accident.
Yes. No, that was FM.
Was it FM?
It was about as low on the FM dial as you could get before falling off.
Yeah.
But it was FM.
I went and wear a tinfoil on my head and stick it out the window. You're right.
Yeah. We all had to get tinfoil erections for this to get the signal going a little further. And that was with your old band, Freak Party.
Yes.
A classic, a Legends of the Jersey Shore. And now, real quick, we'll talk about... Let's mention this latest gig. We'll plug that first right away. You got a few things going on with the band. You're going to be at the Stone Pony this Friday, May 7th. It's the Best of Both Worlds show featuring Honey Thick's live music and then followed by an evening hosted by Wu-Tang's own Raekwon and New Jersey's own DJ Ream. So that'll be at the Stone Pony. You can get tickets... through your website or through what? Stone Pony?
Stone Pony, yep.
What's the website for the Stone Pony?
It's stoneponyonline.com.
Yeah, I know. I knew there was something like extra in there because I was looking for it this morning, and I was like, how do they not have stonepony.com? Who bought the stonepony.com domain before they did?
I know. It's $10, and we go on at 10, and it's all ages, so it should be a fun night.
Oh, cool. I can find some little 18-year-old.
Yeah, you can.
Little 18-year-old girl. I gotta card them though, so I don't end up with a 16-year-old. That's dangerous.
It is.
Yeah. What is this? It's Raekwon. Is it Raekwon? I see. I'm not into the hip on the hop that all the kids are into these days.
Apparently, it's Raekwon the chef because he cooks it up so damn hot.
That's what my neighbor said when I mentioned this.
Because I'm wondering why they call him the chef, and then I figured it out. It's because he cooks it up so damn hot.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
we're going to turn up the heat for him, too.
I know who the RZA is, because he does the music for... he did the music for Kill Bill.
Right.
That's how I know that. But anyway, yeah, I'm showing my whiteness right now. See, I love black music. I just really don't consider hip-hop music. I'm one of those guys. One of those old-fashioned types. Anyway, this is the Best of Both Worlds show. You guys, it's going to be five skinny white guys and then the guys from the Wu-Tang.
Yes, right.
I'm actually the best of the white and the black ones.
I'm very excited because I have no idea what's going to happen. It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those guys solo. I saw them together at one of the Lollapaloozas, and they have a tremendously diverse crowd, which is always surprising to me. You know, like...
Well, yeah, they get a lot of, you know, the white college frat type kids.
Absolutely.
A lot of stoners, obviously, love them.
Well, they had that whole Fred Durst thing, so we definitely fit into that, you know.
No, please, don't sink yourself down to that level. We'll forgive them for the Fred Durst thing.
I appreciate
that. Please, you have way more talent than Fred Durst.
I appreciate that, really.
Mickey's got more musical talent than Fred Durst does.
Mickey, his dog, licked my water bottle. So,
that should help the sore throat.
I was just gonna say
his drool is a magical elixir.
It is.
So that's going on Friday. You got some other exciting shit going on. What's going on with WRXP? You can vote for the song "The Pusher" on 1019RXP.com. Explain a little bit what's going on with that.
It's a video. The song is actually written. I hold a registered nursing license in New Jersey, actually, as well. Because we can't always make the bills as musicians. So now, I wrote this song about how, you know, drugs are illegal, but they're prescribed daily to children, you know, and if I were to buy those drugs on the street, it would be considered cocaine. It would be a stimulant. So, you know, I went with that whole theme.
So, and, I mean, it's an anti-prescription drug.
Right.
Basically, it's Superfly for 2010, except your local pediatrician is exactly. Now Curtis Mayfield.
You know, a lot of my stuff, I tend to pull. There's a lot of hypocrisy there, obviously. So, you know, I saw that and I wrote that a few years back, and then these guys came in with the perfect riff for it, so, you know, it worked out really well. And when we found all these statistics online that go perfectly well with the thing. In fact, I think it was unitedforlife.org had us on their homepage for like months, and they thought it was great because it was totally what they're about, you know. And they found us and they put it up there, so that was really cool. But that's really the video, is just a couple of pictures of us and all those statistics. And it's a fun watch, and we'd appreciate if you go on there and vote, actually, for sure.
Definitely go on and vote. And you know what? Since we're talking about it, I know we said we were going to play the lead song off of his new CD, Spadam, My Artist. But since we're talking about that song right now, why don't we lead off and we'll play a little of the Pusher. Oh, no, we said we were going to play the Tools, right? What do you want to do here?
Play Pusher. Play Pusher. Why not?
Yeah.
This opens our original CD, which was called Who Does That?
Who Does That?
That was our original.
Who Does Do That?
CD. 2007.
Did you come up with the answer for who does that?
Honey Thick.
Honey Thick. Honey Thick does that. Honey Thick does the Pusher. Here it is, kids.
Oh yeah.
Can push your stuff, chemically restrained it, erases all their brains. On the streets, you call it dope, but prescribed down babies' throats. It makes me choke, what a joke. You're a pusher, brother. You're a pusher with high class hustle. You're a pusher. You're a pusher, brother. You're a pusher with white collar muscle. Part of the ruse keeps it all confused. Since the rules can just be changed, that makes it just a game. Keeping kids zonked out, that's your new role. When children are asleep, so much you know. So easy to control. You're a pusher, you're a pusher, brother. You're a pusher, disgrace to your mother. You're a pusher, brother. You're a pusher, and you're not my brother. You're not my brother. You got your lobbies up in Congress. They got both hands in your pockets. Media hype takes up like a rocket. Papers say use your hot topic. But I know the truth. Don't wave your triple flag at me. Don't point your plastic finger. Don't flick your forked tongue at me. I see you control the trigger.
I'm sick, man. I'm sick. Can't you see? Can't you see I'm sick? Can't you see I have no control? Can't you see I gave up what was mine? Can't you see I'm no longer self-divine? I gave up my soul.
Come on! pusher, brother. You're a pusher. Disgrace to your mother. You're a pusher. You're a pusher, brother. You're a pusher. And you're not my brother. Brother.
Oh, yeah. That was Honey Thick, song Pusher, which you can vote for at 1019rxp.com.
All right, we're sneaking into a second one.
Yeah. I got the monitors.
All our stuff's available on iTunes and just about anywhere else, any other MP3 site. So. Yeah.
This is the problem when you're both the host and producer and you're trying to do three things while holding the conversation at once. But, you know, it's not like I'm pissing off my corporate overlords or my sponsors, because there are none. Although, if you'd like to sponsor the Craig Mahoney Podcast, by all means, I am always willing to whore myself out for an extra dollar. that was great. That whole like middle breakdown reminded me had a very Tool type vibe to it. You know, we know your drummer Joe. He loves that sort of crazy time signature shit.
We're so diverse. There's five of us, and we all listen to different stuff. We all come from different walks of life, pretty much. You know, all New Jersey boys, but.
You're all white suburban New Jersey boys. Yeah. What do you mean, different walks of life?
Well, different careers and all right, Mickey's getting involved.
But, yeah, Mickey's got to make his cameo.
You know, we get compared to like almost every band, and we love it because it's fun for us.
No, there are a lot of different influences. I was trying to describe you to my neighbor this morning, and I was like, they call themselves slick driving psycho funk rock, and he says, "What the
Mickey, shut up."
That's quickly becoming a Craig Mahoney Podcast staple. I might have to start drugging him when I have the guests over. Slick driving psycho funk rock, and he says, "What the fuck does that mean?" I said, I think that means that they've got a hard bass sound and they've got horns in there, and so they fall somewhere in a funk category. But other than that, they really don't know how the fuck to describe themselves.
It's true.
You're definitely hard, and you definitely drive.
That's true.
It is driving. It's cool shit. I remember when you guys, three-fifths of you were, or three or
four?
Four-fifths.
80% of the band was Freak Party.
Band. Who I had first seen you at The Pony, where you will be on Friday.
That's right.
10 o'clock, $10. With Freak Party. And then I was doing my rinky-dink little dog and pony show at the ass end of the dial and Hazlitt on the radio, and decided to have you guys on.
Yeah. And then we did a Christmas show, you remember? A pajama jam.
Yes,
that was great.
The pajama Christmas jam.
Yeah.
And then since then we've been dear friends.
This is true.
Dear friends. We were at each other's weddings. This is right. how long and how well known.
And there was only about
yours has gone on
20 people at my weddings.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
Yes. Maybe I had 125 people at mine. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe there's just too many. Maybe a smaller wedding, the marriage lasts longer.
You gotta go with ratio, I guess.
We overloaded, and it just didn't last. So how did, because Freak Party broke up, and then you guys, the four-fifths of you, weren't doing anything together at all for a while.
No.
How'd you end up getting back together?
Well, Joe Barron, the drummer, and I stayed together, and we did a band called Monkey Dancer, which was a little punky, but still funky, mm-hmm. not quite as funky as this stuff. And, you know, everyone else kind of went off and did a few other projects. And our guitar player now, his name is Bill, and Willie Kilday. He
another old friend of mine. I knew it. Actually, it was his old band that I was in.
I went
to high school with him and his brothers, and I went to see their band at the Pony, and that's how I met
and
you.
And then we hired you to do flyers for our shows, and
yes.
And we never paid you, and and you kept doing it, so it was
yeah,
because
cool. I was hoping that I could get into the shows for free and score some tail, and I'm still waiting on that.
I know.
So one of these days, I'm going to go to one of your shows, and there's going to be a girl there, and we're going to fall in love, and we're going to get married, and have children.
That's right, and all because of the band, and I'll love that.
Absolutely.
But we actually were looking for another guitar player for Monkey Dancer, and we started jamming with Bill, who we knew for years because we played together forever, but never in the same band. You know, and then we quickly saw that it was going somewhere else, and I called Joe Stahl back. The other I play cornet and sing. He's a full-time trumpet player in the band. And
yeah, way to Way to go with me on the hosting duties. I never quite mentioned what the fuck you did, right? KJ here sings and plays cornet for Honey Thick, by the way.
So he, you know, he came down, and then the original bass player from Monkey Dancer could no longer, you know, do it. We called up Ed, you know, from Freak Party days, and he came down the next week. So that was August of 2005.
Yeah, and Ed's, you know, and we, fucking disgusting.
Yeah, we had about three songs we were working on, three or four songs, you know, and they were sounding cool, but, you know, we couldn't quite finish it off. And then as soon as he came in, it all clicked crazy, and we were like, wow, this is what we should be doing. So we just took it from there. We wrote that original Who Does That demo in about, probably took us close to a year. You know,
now both
writing
of these,
and recording it.
Both of these you can not only get on iTunes, but they'll be for sale, I presume.
Absolutely.
Friday night.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, they are.
What are you charging for each of those? So the kids know to have a little extra coin on them.
$10 each.
There you go. So bring at least $30 with you Friday night.
I would say yes.
And buy a copy of each disc.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's what you got
to
do.
Go right now to iTunes and get it.
Yeah,
you'll save about $1.12. I think it's like $9.82 there.
But then you won't have the slick,
right, the slick
the
packaging.
Slick packaging.
I'm with you.
Which doubles as a handy coaster.
It does.
But and they also get to see we gotta get a. I should give my neighbor a call right now. Find out it because he's a big hip hop guy. Find out if it's Raekwon or Raekwon. I think it's Raekwon. Right now, there's so many people listening to this and laughing at me right now.
I know Ghostface Killer and ODB.
It's Killer.
Yeah, I know with the A.
The A-H, I don't know.
It's hard for me to say that.
Yeah. And there's Old Dirty Bastard who is dead now, right?
He is, in fact, unfortunately.
He is dead. That's the thing with them rappers is they're always keeping their numbers down.
They seem to come with an expiration date, especially from that era, right?
Yeah, well, 90s. It's, you know, like in the 60s, the rock stars seemed to have a young expiration date on them, and now it's the rappers. Yeah, but that's going to be an exciting night. That's big time. That's, you know.
And the Pony, everyone always sounds great there. It's a great club, you know. It's always a fun time, really.
I can't
remember. It's literally an iconic club. You know, I mean.
It is. I don't think I've been there since they. I don't get out. I live in. I got my little. Hermetically sealed environment here. I live and in my fortress of solitude here at Craig Mahoney Studios. Rarely get out. The last time I was at the Stone Pony, I'm pretty sure I was there with you. So that should tell you how long ago it was. Yeah, it's years ago. Literally years and years ago. And the thing is, I don't know 100% sure if I'm even going to make it this Friday.
Oh, coming Friday. I put you on the list already.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, nice.
So now we'll work on the tail and you'll get.
Yeah.
14 years later, you'll get what you've been hanging with me for.
I've lost 15 pounds this month. I've discovered the new diet secret that all these years I never really knew about before. Abject poverty.
You're looking good, man.
Thanks, man.
Good.
When you can't afford all the food and to eat out all the time, it's amazing how much weight you lose. Now, actually, I started working part-time some other stuff last week, and we were doing all this manual labor, and I hadn't lifted anything heavier than my dick in about 6 months, and I was friggin' coming home exhausted. I dropped like 10 pounds in a week. Such a out of shape fat ass.
You should put that on the website. The Craig Mahoney Diet, abject poverty, move really heavy things, and then just fall asleep because you're too tired to eat.
Yeah. And make sure.
You could put a book out, I'm telling you. Someone would.
I could put a few books out.
At least.
I could put a few books out.
You'd cover
basically,
your costs.
The memoirs of my life, everyone, here's what not to do. Read this book and do the exact fucking opposite, and your life will go swimmingly. So I could definitely do a relationship advice book in that vein. Speaking of out of shape fat asses, and speaking of being big time, I mean, you guys, not only will you be with, you know, partying with the Wu-Tang, getting bitches and hoes and sipping Cristal out of fresh young pussy on Friday night, you will, your song right now, Come Get Some, is being featured on Sports Radio 66. WFAN Boomer and Carton in the mornings. I mean, that's not some That's not some piddly little deal.
No, it's still actually it's
that's the, not Craig the Craig Mahoney podcast. People listen to that fucking show.
I heard. I just found out it's the most popular New York radio show. So that's cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean they are the big time in the morning. You know, I'm a sports fan. I listen to a lot of sports radio, so I'm more than familiar with them. And yeah, your song, Honey Thick's song, "Come Get Some," is being featured on the Boomer and Carton show. Do you know like how and when are they playing it? Like what's
they've been opening the show with it quite often.
Nice.
Carton started saying this, "Come get something." I'm honestly not a fan of the show. I just don't. I'm working at that time usually too.
No. So. You just don't listen to the show because you're not a sports fan.
That's true too.
He loves the show.
Yeah,
loves Boomer Carton.
Well, I've been listening to it now online at work illegally, but that's okay.
You can stream it off the website. They're cool.
Yeah. So, he asked. I think he's you know he was kidding around. He kept saying, "I want someone to write a song for us. Someone to write a song for us called 'Come Get Some.'" And Joe Stahl, who listens to him faithfully, he's a big Mets fan.
And a big Mets and Cowboys fan.
He is.
We go back and forth arguing on Facebook on occasion.
Yeah, he takes a lot of heat. he wore a Romo shirt to a show one time, and oh my God. It was painful in between each song. I practically needed a cattle prod with the crowd.
It was like the Blues Brothers that they cut the country western
exactly.
Junk.
It was so bad. So he said, "Why don't we do it?" So we said, "Okay." So we came down to practice, and we literally wrote it in one night and recorded it over two nights. And that was it. It's 94 seconds of just pure fun, you know. And it's funny, he and I had written the same chorus separately. You know, he just kind of threw it out there and said, "I got an idea, you know, let's do this." And I had almost the exact idea of where the chorus should go. And he had kind of framed it out. And then we all got together and just thickened it up together with all our... Mm-hmm. Our strengths, and we know each other's strengths and talents forever. I actually been playing I've been playing trumpet with Joe Stahl since I was in eighth grade. He was a freshman in high school. Two band nerds, you know, frizzy hair, sitting next to each other.
And neither of you have any hair.
Yeah, not doing anything for each other's rep, by the way, either back then, especially. And just became instant friends, you know. And then, you know, we met Joe Barron working at a gas station, the drummer. You know, and
Joe, I'm so glad that Joe Barron's finally like doing what he was meant, because this guy is such a great. He's one of the most talented guys I've ever met as far as drummers and engineers and producers go.
Yeah,
for the first like five, 6 years that I knew you guys, he was working as like a telemarketer and just doing odd jobs. He was living almost like a Kramer-esque life.
He was nominated for a Grammy a couple years ago for a gospel song. He's working at TC Productions in Hillsborough, New Jersey, for a very famous guy named Tony Camillo. He's worked with everyone. In fact, we should really plug him because he lets us use that studio.
Nice.
He does, and it's nice. And Joe's an amazing engineer, honestly. You know, tremendously talented drummer and engineer.
Joe is disgustingly talented.
And be able to.
It's a shame he couldn't come by, because Joe also has one of the funnier guys you'll meet with. Just his,
oh my God,
one of the sickest, driest senses of humor. if people who listen to this podcast are used to, or who follow me on Twitter or whatever, are used to me having a bit of a you know, are used to me being obscene every once in a while, or having a bit of a cynical or somewhat disgusting sense of humor, but. I could see that this would quickly degrade into something awful. My favorite Joe Barron quote of all time is when
I'm scared because I don't know what's gonna come. I don't know what he's gonna say.
He asked me. I mean, this is when I was 19, and I was basically. I mean, I still consider myself a dork and a loser, but I mean, up until pretty much the age of like. Somewhere between the ages of 22, 23, 24, 25 is when I finally started to realize, oh, this is what it means to socialize with my peers and women and girls of my own age. 18, 19 years old, I was still very much a dork. And Joe Barron asked me, he says, have you ever had anal sex? You ever fucked a girl in the butt? I said, no, I've never fucked you. He says, you got it. He says, you got to do her in the ass. He says, it's better than sex. So... Anal sex better than sex.
Oh man!
He says you got it. You just find a girl. Just find a girl that'll do it. It doesn't even matter if she's good looking. Just find a girl, You have to try it at least once. It's like some guy, you know, like some hippie in a college dorm with like the fucking Bob Marley poster telling you about you and the Pink Floyd album on, telling you got to try acid just once. That's Joe Barron telling me about anal sex. Proselytizing on the wonder and the beauty.
And a Grammy nominee as well.
Well, I mean, look at some of your Grammy nominees, especially, I mean, the guys you'll be with this weekend. Some of our wonderful hip hop artists have done great songs, tributes to the female posterior.
This is true.
Yeah, this is true. You know what? Let's take a 94-second break. Since we were just talking about it, we'll let the kids out there and in internet land hear the Boomer and Carton featured famous song "Come Get Some" by Honey Thick. Yeah, that song's a spirit. Dylan-esque in the lyrics, may I say.
Dylan-esque.
I mean, how did you come up with all those words?
Actually, believe it or not, Joe Stahl wrote the first few lines, and then I said it's got to be longer, so I did the second verse. So if there's a little incongruity there, you'll see that, you know, that might be why, but it's just exactly what it needed to be.
As long
fun.
As you get "Come Get Some."
Well, exactly. It was fun. You know, it's got that big, huge payoff riff as the chorus. We recorded it in the practice studio. It was fun. Because that's the first thing I actually did in this practice studio. You know, we got a little innuendo set up in there. And, we write in there, but we never did that. So it was really cool I had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, came out great. It sounds good. What is the "some" you're referring to?
Come get some. You know, that was Carton's thing, man. He keeps it, come
is
get
it,
some.
Is,
come
is
get
it the
some.
Sex?
He wants the Yankees to use it as their 2010 theme song, and then he said Mariano Rivera should use it instead of Enter Sandman. When he comes out, he thinks he should use that. Now, that would be really cool.
That would be really cool, but I don't think that. As a Yankee fan, I got to say we got to stick with Enter Sandman as much as
I would be beyond shocked if that ever happened.
Yeah,
but it was really cool for him to bring that up, you know. And they keep spinning it.
I would have rather have heard "Come Get Some" played 100 times in the row when the Yankees were getting their keys to the city after the World Series than that stupid Venga Boys song that they played. By the fourth go-round on that one, when like the eighth bench player is going up to get his key. Oh, my God. Somebody fucking shoot me. All right. I love the team. That's great. You get the keys. I've seen enough. I'm good. So waiting for the little friggin' freak from the Six Flags commercial to come up and get his key
the
city. That guy. Did you see there's like a newcomer? They're still bringing that guy out to promote that stuff. And now there's someone where they got like a freaky little kid and look like him. And right now it's gotten to the point where it's just unappealing.
It's like his mini-me, but looks like he's a special needs mini-me.
Yeah.
To me.
I would... At this point, I'm like, if you stop, if you promise to never play those commercials again, I promise I will come and pay for every separate ticket of your part of your park that I have to to make sure that I never have to see that little fucker dancing around ever
that's
again.
That's a new campaign, maybe.
Yeah. The new campaign is come on, you know, give us some business so we don't have to run this anymore. So what else is going on in the Honey Thick universe? Now, you guys have been together for about 5 years now.
Yep. Coming on 5 years, yeah.
Now, take us through a little bit. You know, now, clearly, you've reached a, I guess, the next level. Not the level you ultimately want to be at, but, you know, you got show coming up where there's going to be, yeah, Wu-Tang's involved. You're getting played on Boomer and Carton. People can vote on your song on the RXP's website. I mean, these are all...
We got the iTunes set up. We got...
Yeah, Beats, you know, playing five people at the Brighton on a Thursday.
True. Which we still love, by the way. Love playing the Brighton.
Who doesn't?
To five or six people.
Yeah. No, it's always
a
great time.
We did it a few Sunday nights ago.
I really wanted to. How did that go? With Astronaut Jones, right?
Yeah, it was actually
I really
a
wanted
fun
to
night.
Make it out. I wasn't able to do it.
We had a fun night. So, and you know,
I want to get him on here one day, too.
Jack?
Yeah. Oh, no, Astronaut Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, too. I don't know.
Come on, just let me come. I won't say a word, I promise. I just have to be here.
Jack, I should bring him.
Talk about a staple of the Jersey Shore. My God.
Oh man, what would it be without him?
I'm not sure. He, you know, we almost lost him. He got hit by a car.
When?
Somebody physically hit him with a car.
Wait, I just saw him a few months ago.
He got hit in last.
This is
year.
By the way, this is Jack Monahan, the longtime promoter, booker,
Kojak's Productions.
Kojak Productions, the Brighton Bar. He also was Mau Mau Tsunami. What? Who else? Other bands?
Milky Chicken Spit, which is the best name for any band ever. you know.
Yeah, just a legend of the local.
He got a woman.
Yeah, so tell the story.
This is the story he tells me, and I have a real sick sense of humor, so I was literally hysterical laughing. He says that he's walking, and a woman turns and physically hits him like he was walking, so he had no car, you know, and he got hit by her, and she spun him in the air three times.
Jesus.
He just slaps on the ground. There's a police officer across the street, comes running over, and she says, "Oh, my God, I'm sorry I didn't see you. I only have one eye." So I go hysterical laughing, and he keeps telling me about all his injuries, and he's looking for sympathy. Here I am, a nurse, you know, and I'm just hysterical laughing. He goes, "Dude, you're sick. You're fucked up. What's wrong with you?"
It's not him we're laughing at. It's the lady's right, one eye.
Right, and it's the way he said it. She says to the cop, "Oh my God, I'm sorry I didn't see him. I only got one eye. I mean, that's funny, you know.
That's funny.
But not that he
Jack
got hurt,
getting hit,
but
isn't
he's
funny.
Actually, yeah, he's in.
How's he doing?
He needs an operation. He's got a couple things going on, but I think he's going to be all right. He looks fine.
He should get a gigantic settlement from this woman, and then
I'm sure he's doing it.
And then
that.
He can like
I'm
remodel sure. the Brighton, and we
I'm sure he's trying to work on that. But Jack wouldn't know what to do if he had 20.
No, then we would lose
pocket.
Him. Then we yeah, would. Wouldn't we wouldn't. We wouldn't lose him. You know, because he got hit and killed. We'd lose him if he gets a settlement and just decides, all right, fine, I ain't doing this shit anymore. I'm not standing around checking IDs and stamping hands, fucking Brighton anymore.
I don't know what he'd do. I can't imagine him with any money. I think it would ruin him. He'd be done.
And you know, he's one of the few guys that has never been about the money.
Ever. He'll do anything for you. He's
doesn't
so
give a
happy.
Yeah.
You know.
He's just all about music and about art and just getting together and just doing something fucking crazy.
He's the final, you know, bastion, as I like to say, in the business. He's a true soul. He's a
fucking
nice
legend.
Guy.
He is a nice guy. He's a good guy. Easily, and you meet so many fucking scumbags. So many guys trying to rip you off or jerk you off in this business.
It's unfortunate. In fact, we somebody wanted to work with us, you know, and I don't want to mention the name, but he starts off the whole conversation, you know, he wanted to manage us, and he starts off the conversation by saying, "I don't know why you guys want to get into this business. It's a whore's business." And we were actually happy because he told us he wanted to help us, and but this is how he started off the then he proceeded to tell us about 50 years worth of getting screwed by this one and that one, and you know, the bigger name, the biggest names he named, the more they were screwing him. It was
well, that's a guy you don't want to get into business with, because why would we want you managing us when your whole career you've been taken advantage of?
And it's sad because he was always trying to do the right thing, and unfortunately, it's not always about that, I guess, you know, and it's not always about the art.
It is. So
that's why
business.
We keep it real at the Brighton Bar at the Stone Pony. We're going to do it on Friday. We're going to keep doing it. you know. And we got some other things in the works. Go to honeythick.com and just keep checking up on our, you know, we have we don't have a blog, but we have, you know, latest news. And actually, then we do bounce over to a couple of blogs, and you could see what's going on, you know.
You're also on Twitter at honeythickmusic.
That's true. Twitter, Twitter and Facebook.
Facebook.com slash honey dash thick. That's it's hyphenated honey thick.
And I've got, we've also got a MySpace page, but basically the Facebook page just forwards to the MySpace page anymore. I think
well, for the four of you left out there still on MySpace.
I think MySpace, the experiment's over.
Yeah, MySpace is Twitter's where I've gained so many. I've been able to build up a rather decent sized, somewhat loyal following, and sell some artwork here and get some listeners for the podcast and eyeballs over to the blog without even leaving the house. Basically, I just tweet on Twitter, and I've got these people who are you know, consider themselves Craig Mahoney fans, who are was like, oh, I didn't even know you were an artist. I didn't even know you sang. I just thought you were just this fucking sarcastic, foul-mouthed wise-ass, this funny guy. So, yeah, it's so cool now. Whereas, you know, when we first, you know, met each other, trying to promote whatever stupid, you know, your shows that you had to do and my stupid little radio show. And I remember, you know, like, I didn't have, you know, to do a flyer, you know, I'd actually have to sit and hand draw. And I bought, like, a couple of books of fonts, and I would either trace them or you photocopy and all this stuff. There was no Photoshop to just go in and quickly put a flyer together. There was no email list. You had to mail shit out. And then, you know, it was so much hustling and actually having to sell, get physical CDs made and then trying, you know, just hustle from show to show to show. And now the way things have exploded here with social media, with Twitter and Facebook and blogs and everything, it's amazing. And it seems more like now it's so great where it is more in our control. It's less likely it's more likely right now for a talented and ambitious artist to be out there and get himself known. If you're good and you're talented and you're hardworking and you're ambitious, you put your shit out there, people will find you. And then if you're smart and you have any sort of sense, you'll know enough. You won't necessarily get screwed. You'll be able to kind of somewhat manage yourself and figure out how to monetize it to a certain degree. I mean,
that's what we're doing. Just building one or two fans at a time if you have to, you know. Yeah. I had a guy who I hadn't seen since high school. He showed up at the Brighton on that Sunday night because, you know, he found me on Facebook and he was psyched about the website, and, you know, and he bought both CDs, and he said he's coming Friday, so, you know, it made it worth it, you know.
Yeah, well, now it's great because now it used to be, you know, hopefully someone like would. I went to see another band, and then I saw a Freak Party there, and then I bought a cassette.
I do remember that.
A cassette with your Uncle Nino and the Superman outfit.
Every practice and every show.
If he's going to be there, I got to go. I got to see Uncle Nino. But now you could have somebody, they don't even know who the fuck you are. Their friend mentions you on Facebook or likes you on Facebook. They see it. Or maybe they do a follow Friday on Twitter or something, or retweet something you do, so they check you out, and all of a sudden, oh, well, now you can go download it on iTunes. They've heard all your albums before they even show up to the show. I mean, it's amazing how much different. I mean, it's almost a shame now that it's like, why does this have to be going on when I'm 32 now and not when I'm 22?
I remember I had a fax machine. I was faxing people flyers. My God.
Yeah.
Faxing flyers from the basement, you know, for hours, you know, getting rejected to say, oh, Failed, you know.
Yeah, and when you first came on, you know, when you and I first sat and had a conversation like this, it was at some dingy little. It was actually at a little radio station, has it, with a setup not necessarily much better than this one I've got going on right here in my living room, and it was like at midnight on a Saturday, and if you didn't happen to be driving within 100 feet, you would not have heard it. And if you didn't have to be tuning in at that moment, in that town, you couldn't really hear it. And now, you know, any people could stumble upon this weeks from now around the world and listen to the two of us, you know, just ramble on about nothing.
We've gone from the Grammys to anal sex to music to what else have we hit?
The drinking Cristal out of a the vaginal.
That's true.
Champagne flute was my favorite. That's what I'll take with me and hold dear from this experience.
From the whole thing.
So, Yeah, let's go. Let's get back to the behind the music. When we last left Honey Thick, you guys had just started playing out. You guys were playing, you know, those shows, some of them first shows at the Brighton. What are some of the other, name some of the other highlights, some of the cooler gigs you guys have played?
God. You know, we've yet to hit New York, but that's in the works. But we...
Now you got the Boomer and Carton thing
that's
happening.
That's true. That's
and
what
the RXP,
saying.
You know.
Certain things in order first. But we got, you know, we played Hoboken a few times, and that's always a great, just a great town, you know. And, you know, we still love playing the small clubs, you know. We just love to do the little ones. And just...
That sounds so wrong.
Yeah, just keeping it real like
that's why they play the all ages show, kids.
Yeah.
They love to do the little ones.
But like I said, keep checking up on our events page and all that stuff, and you'll see things are creeping up. Now that we got, you know, the second album out, we're psyched, you know, and we're ready.
Nice. Now we started off with we played Pusher, then we played Come Get Some. You know what? We'll finish with My Artist, which is the lead cut off of Spadam. Which you can get on iTunes, the new album on iTunes, or hard copy, Friday night at the Stone Pony, the Best of Both Worlds show with Raekwon and DJ Reams, headlined by Honey Thick, and I'm sure there'll be some thick honeys there.
I bet you there will be.
There'll be one or two.
At least.
That could be a really weird eclectic crowd. Especially if you guys
draw, it's definitely going to be a weird eclectic.
If all of your crowd shows up, and let's say like five of the seven people that listen to this, you know, anybody I know, and then if you get a decent amount of representatives from like the hip hop community that loves the hip hop listeners that love Wu-Tang, the frat boy and stoner kids that love Wu-Tang. And then some of the other Asbury
stragglers, as I call
them, artsy community. That could be a
it's gonna be a fun night.
That could either be a United Colors of Benetton night or an absolute fucking mess. Either way, it's gonna be fun. Gotta check it out.
Either way, we're gonna kill it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. And this this song is off what you're opening with it Friday night, you say, and it's off the first song, album.
No, we're not going to open with it, but it is in the set for sure.
No, I'm not talking about My Artist. I'm talking about the song you are opening with.
Oh, okay, yes.
Tools.
The Tools.
Now, what's this song about?
This is right up your alley, bro. It's about a little kinky dude, you know?
What? Wait, whoa, hold on. What is that? Why is that right up my alley, a little kinky dude?
You're talking about Cristal and the posterior, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but all of a sudden people think that you're going to leave and there's going to be some like German midget wearing chaps with handcuffs coming here.
Dude, I don't know.
To teach me a lesson.
For all I know, you got a gimp in this place, dude. I only came in through the front door and made a quick right. You know, that's it.
That's what she said.
But yeah, and it's chock full of energy, this one. Chock full of energy.
It's about a guy who likes the freak sex.
Pretty much.
See, I thought it was a song about like the guys from the Jersey Shore. The Tools. Get it, kids? Zing. Oh, take that, Mike the Situation. Here it is, The Tools by Honey Thick.
Yeah!
to crack your thoughts. I got dynamite, and I got a light. I make the rules, and I hold the dice. I got the cane, that'll leave you bruised. I drive the nails, and I turn the screws. I got the driver, I'll kill your desire. I got the tools, and I got the boom. He got the tools, he got the boom. He got the tools, he got the boom, yeah. He got the tools, he got the boom. He got the tools, he got the boom, yeah. But only scary, king to the masses. I am superior. Look into my eyes, view your demise. I'm the mother brother to make you cry.
That's The Tools by Honey Thick. And they will be opening with that song Friday night, May 7th at the Stone Pony, the famed, the classic, the legendary Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
Oh, yeah.
An all-ages show, the best of both worlds show. The doors open at 7:30 or 7?
I think 8, actually.
Oh, okay. Even better. All ages show. Doors open at 8. It's $10 a ticket. Honey Thick should be going on around 10. And then is it before or after? Or all around?
I think DJ Ream's pretty much just kind of hosting throughout.
Okay. And Wu-Tang's Raekwon will be there. So they'll be bitches.
Oh, yeah.
They usually roll with mad bitches, yo.
They do.
They do. So there should be some. It's going to be cool. And you'll get to see. You'll get to see Craigus Mahonicus outside of his normal habitat.
That's true.
Out in the wild, roaming.
First one on the list, I swear, my man.
Oh, man, that's cool. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Nice. More money for drinking.
Exactly.
Yes. And also, you can head to 1019rxp.com, vote on the song The Pusher that we played earlier, and, of course, listen to the song. Come get some Boomer and Carton every morning on WFAN Sports Radio 66, The Fan. So you guys, yeah, you got a whole bunch of shit going on. What's the website, too, still? Yeah, Honey Thick.
You can download that song for free, by the way. Come get some at our website, honeythick.com, and they still are offering it at WFAN's website, which is cool.
Oh, nice. And what is that, WFAN.com or WFAN660.com? It's WFAN.com.
Okay. And we have a link to it from our site too, so.
Mm-hmm. And you got the little logo up here with Boomer and Carton.
Sign up to our fan bridge, you know, our fan listing, and you know, we don't give a lot of bullshit emails, you know. It's all the fun stuff, anything exciting happening like that, and we promote the shows. You know, you won't hear my personal opinion on Tiger Woods's or whoever.
Probably. You won't be sending them the emails you send me about not eating dairy anymore.
Right. Right.
Joe's a health freak. Are you? I know you're. The missus is a vegan.
I will occasionally eat meat, but we're 100% organic at home.
And your big thing is because you're.
We'll eat eggs, a little bit of cheese sometimes at home. We never really have meat at the house, and I'll eat some organic meat every once in a while. And about twice a year, I break and I'll get something real nasty like a fast food, and then I'm really sorry about it. You know.
Well, because your body's not used to it.
Yeah, it's just. I remember
that was like that guy in Super Size Me where he was talking about all this awful shit. Because your body's not you. You've never dealt with this shit before.
And his wife's a vegan chef too.
Yeah, like of course your body doesn't know what to do. The average person, and also he was supersizing every meal. If you just ate McDonald's,
the average person is so polluted it doesn't matter.
If you just like me, this is gonna be disgusting. And any chance I ever had of getting laid off this podcast, I'm gonna negate it right now. Because I was, single guy, bachelor pad, me and the Mick, roaming the hallowed halls of Craig Mahoney headquarters here. I'm just, some point over the weekend, I just see a half cup of black coffee sitting there. And I'm like, when did I make this? I'm like, I don't remember this. And I look and it's just black coffee. I'm like, well, hate to go to waste.
Oh, man.
It couldn't have been more than 24 hours that it was sitting out.
The
caffeine still worked. See, but that's the thing. My body is used to the poisons, so it's learned to deal and adapt. What's up? Mick, what do you want?
That's how I'm going to heal this throat. All organic. I ate all raw today. I'll do that for the next 3 or 4 days, and Friday I'll be 100%, I promise.
Yeah, it better be.
I'm telling you.
Now, I have faith in you, because he is taking care. And your boy here hooked you up. We actually have, because us guys who use our voices for a living... I had a little bit of throat coat around here that I was.
Yeah.
We got Joe.
Who knew?
So
who knew? It was awesome.
I got some health shit around here somewhere.
Between the Jameson bottles,
and the red meat.
Yeah.
hanging in my meat locker. on the chopping block out back, we got some extra throat coat. Mick, all right, the dog's getting restless here. Yeah, I promote you as my studio assistant, and I always say nice things about you, but really, you're a lousy fucking assistant. I tell you. The red light is on. We're recording.
He's cute, though.
He's adorable. He brings in the ladies. He brings in the female demographic.
That I'm telling you, that's your move, bro.
Oh, he's a good wingman. He is. I'll be like the coarse, foul-mouthed, cynical, cigar-smoking, whiskey-drinking, red meat-eating guy. And they're like, oh, this guy's an asshole. And then, oh, but look at the little doggy.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he humanizes me. It's nice. So what does the future hold for Honey Thick?
We actually have something in the works that, I'm not going to get crazy talking about. But like I said, keep checking in, and you're going to see we're going to start throwing out little tidbits and little surprises. And it's going to be fun. But have all your friends sign up to my fan list, and... And
go to honeythick.com.
It's always a fun time too at our shows, really. We hang out, we talk.
They put on a tremendous just an absolutely fucking great show. I'm not just saying this because KJ's because I've known him nearly half my fucking life at this point. I'm saying this because honestly, the whole reason I became friends with the guy is because I love the band. And I will say this much for the band, what you heard here, it's not like where you'll hear some bands in their studio recording, like, wow, that sounds great. And then you realize it's the result of a lot of crazy engineering and a lot of time overdubs and retakes and stuff like that. These guys will sound that good live and in person. That I can guarantee. Because they are, unless whoever's in charge of the sound on Friday really fucks up the mix.
No, we're getting a sound check that night, so we should be... sounding very hot. It should be great. I'm psyched about that.
That's when you know you're in the big time. When you
we get a sound check.
Actually, that tells you exactly what point of your career you're at when you're excited about the fact that you're going to have a sound check.
Exactly.
We actually get a sound check at the show. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's next? Well, the dressing room with mints on the pillow and nothing but bowls of brown M&Ms. hookers and blow waiting out. You're only a step away, my friend.
Like a few steps, maybe.
A few steps. A few more, almost. That's the dog. He's just barking at a tennis ball down the hall.
That's good for him.
I think he's got some form of like Asperger's or something. I don't know. He's a little doggy Ritalin or something. All right, so you know what we're going to do? Instead of closing with... what the fuck? Guy's insane. All right, before Mickey completely blows this thing here now, instead of ending as I usually do with the close... Oh, there's nobody at the door. You don't have to worry. He's just... Mickey barks whenever somebody walks within 100 feet of this apartment. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play My Artist, which is the opening track off the new CD, Spinam. I am going to skin Mickey alive and wear him for a hat. And then we'll come back and we'll bid you all a fond farewell and wrap everything up here with KJ from Honey Thick. Here's My Artist.
He digs deeper, he knows the book. Don't judge his cover. A real man who loves his mother, not afraid to make his own stand. A good friend and a husband. He may be sharp-tongued, but what a good heart. And he spreads his passion through his art.
My Artist by Honey Thick. And we've got KJ, the singer, cornetist, from Honey Thick joining us here on the Craig Mahoney Podcast. That song is about your tattoo artist, you said, right?
Yes.
And who actually did one of mine, my Irish tattoo on my chest.
Yeah, it's true.
Right
yeah,
here.
I remember
yeah.
that. That's
the map yeah, of Ireland on my chest.
I spend a lot of time at a shop, Butch's Tattoo Shop in Keyport. He moved to New York, then he came back. He's actually down the shore again. 732 Tattoo, I think he works for.
Yeah. But,
so... If you come to the show, you'll see a lot of what I did there.
A lot of ink
inside me. Yeah.
Yes, on, around, and inside. Yeah. Well, by the way, we discovered the horrible secret of what was going on outside. Apparently, my next door neighbor's friend let her dog loose, and she was chasing the dog around in front of my apartment door, and Mickey just couldn't
stand
it.
He lost his mind.
He lost his shit. It was just too much for him to handle. So once again, let's just get all the plugs going here. You can see Honey Thick this Friday, May 7th, at the legendary Stone Pony Best of Both Worlds show. They'll be going on at 10 o'clock. It'll be hosted by DJ Reams, featuring Wu-Tang's own Raekwon. Tickets are $10. You'll be able to pick up both of their CDs, Honey Thick,
yes.
Who Does That, and Spadam. If you can't pick up the CDs or you can't make it to the show, feel free to find them both on iTunes. You'll see the links on their website, honeythick.com. You can follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/honey-thick. All right, like them on Facebook. Can't become a fan anymore. So, but please like them.
Yeah.
I like them. and follow them on Twitter. Honey Thick Music, at Honey Thick Music. And if you like the Craig Mahoney Podcast, if you're a Honey Thick fan, you listen to this for the first time, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you didn't mind my gutter mouth. You can see more of my stuff, a lot of my artwork, some of my music over at CraigMahoney.com. You can go to the blog, follow me on Twitter at Craig Mahoney. You can also like me on Facebook at Facebook.com/CMStudios. And if you really like the podcast, you want to help keep things going right now, this is all listener supported. You can click the donate button, the PayPal button on CraigMahoney.com and send $1, $5, $10, $20. If you're really rich, send $1,000. I will come to your house and I won't come to your house and suck your dick, but I will give you a vigorous back rub. So. Anyway, that's it. I want to thank my good friend KJ here from Honey Thick.
Got it.
Brother, it was good. We haven't seen each other in so long. It's good to have you here, and it's going to be great to see you guys again Friday night.
We're
going to
hang out
a
little bit after this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cause some trouble around here.
Sure. And let the Mick loose, so hopefully. He's you know what he is? Mickey, he just wants to help, and he sees a poor woman in distress chasing her dog, and he's like Superman trapped. He's like Clark Kent trapped in the fucking phone booth. He can't get out. He can't save the day. And he just has to go nuts. So we're going to wrap this up here and let Mickey go and let Mickey save the day and kill his tennis ball. And so that's it here from Craig Mahoney Studios. For myself, for KJ, for Honey Thick, for Mickey the dog, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Take it easy, boys and girls. And remember, as always, I love you all very, very much. Free fire!